Half an hour before the time designated for the arrival of Henry Villard's train from Chicago, on September 1, 1883, with its distinguished guests, there was quite an assembly of citizens at the Union Depot, awaiting the man in charge of the Northern Pacific Railroad. Two bands were also in attendance, the 1st Regiment Band and the Great Western Band. As the time approached for the arrival of the train with the expected guests, about 20 private carriages rolled into the depot yard, and the crowd grew. As the hands on the clock dial indicated 5 minutes before 10 o'clock, the bands took their stations, the Great Western Band in a gallery at the head of the large hall of the depot, and the 1st Regiment Band outside the lower end of the hall. Precisely at 10 o'clock, the steam engine brought in its long line of passenger cars. At the moment the train halted, the bands commenced to play the Ferdinand March. The guests were escorted into the depot, many of them showing their military learning by marching to the music. The two bands playing the same piece with exact precision was impressive, and appeared like one band, which had marched from the outside to the inside of the building. About half an hour was spent in introductions and discussion, during which the two bands played the Union March and other pieces. Horse-drawn carriages were then brought up, and the guests were driven off to see the city, each carriage having a citizen guide.